what's your connection to the book box? Or what? I'm sorry.
I'm the
go ahead.
I'm the chairperson of the book box program.
And who else is involved in the book box program?
Okay, involved in the book box program, we have. Do I give names or
just
where
organizations? Yeah.
Okay, the Porcupine Book Club, the Timmins Public Library, the City of Timmins, the Porcupine Art Club, Timmins High and Vocational School, Parks and Rec, and now we have the Bucket Box, the Bucket Shop, pardon me.
All right, so with the Bucket Shop, you've been able to put out some new book boxes that are...
Yes.
Go ahead.
We met with... We have a mutual friend, and he suggested that we go and meet with the book box people. And so we went and we met with Paul Woodward, and we told him, you know, what had been happening to the book boxes. The first ones that were made were, they were sitting on a platform, and the platform was slightly bigger than the book box. And consequently, the rain and the snow and everything, it just damaged the boxes, and they really started to rot. And so, and there were other incidents to the book boxes. And because we installed some of them in 20... about 2017, they were, you know, they had quite a few years of being exposed to the elements.
Yeah, and there was vandalism problems too, wasn't there?
You know what, Bob, I always say incidents. I don't like to say vandalism, but yes, they'd rip the doors off the boxes. They'd throw the books in the lake. I look after, we have a person who is accountable for each book box. They would throw the books in the lake. One time I went and I was just shocked. Somebody had set a fire in the box, and there were only two books destroyed because the door had closed, and so it couldn't get the fire couldn't get oxygen to keep going. But yes, we have had vandalism. But we debated, do we talk about this, or do we just not give these people any airtime,
well,
so to speak?
Yeah, that's a good idea, too. But we'll just mention that the new ones are less easy to damage intentionally.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
I don't mind
They're steel.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about them.
They're made of... Oh, they're wonderful. They're made of steel, and they're all made in the form of the McIntyre head frame. And they look exactly like the head frame. They have, like, the ripples going up the side and the flat side. And they're about 2 feet high, and I'd say about a foot or more wide. And they have very secure doors on them. So that's what's very important to us.
Yeah. How many of them have been placed around town, and are there any
three?
Wooden ones left?
We have three. We have one at Schumacher, we have one at Gillies Lake, and we have one at Pine and Eighth. And Ted O'Connor from the Porcupine Art Club, he has painted them, their first coat, and they're going to be painted again. And they're painted, it's kind of a burnt brown color, a rusty brown color.
All right. Are there more coming to replace wooden boxes?
Yes, we have three more, and one has to go to Pinecrest School. And when it's on school property, we have to speak to them and get them to install it, which shouldn't be. But I was just waiting until school had been in for a few days before I approached the principal there. And so that makes four, and we have two left. Now, people have been asking for one in Manita, so maybe we'll install one in Manita, but we have to have somebody who will look after it.
Okay, what if someone living in Manita is interested in looking after it?
Oh, that'd be wonderful. That would be wonderful. They'd just contact me, and I'd be happy to look after that.
Anything else you want to tell me about them or about the project in general?
Well, there's a little garden around the one at Gillies Lake. A person, one of my neighbors, Eric Massioli, he planted a garden, and he has planted it so that there are seasonal flowers coming up, and it's so nice.
That's
it
very
nice. It just makes it look even happier.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Okay. Thank you, Mary. I love this project. Go ahead. Yeah.
Another thing, it's really good for socialization because you see people meeting other people as they go around the trail at Gillies Lake or when they're walking in Schumacher or other places, and they stop and they talk to each other, and they'll take a book and they talk about it. And we try to position the book boxes so that there'd be a bench beside each book box and a street light. So if it gets dark early, like in the winter, people can still use the book boxes. And we try to keep them open 12 months of the year, as long as we can access them.
So, yeah, and it's if you have some extra books, you can put them in the box and you can take some.
Oh, yes, we encourage, yes. We our motto is take a book, leave a book, share a book.
Ah, excellent.
And Bob, we need books for children. Children's books go out of the book box and they don't come back because I think lots of children don't have many books at home.
Yeah.
And so that's just fine. And we'd like books in different languages like Croatian and Italian. We haven't been very successful in doing that. So that's something that we're going to work on.
Okay.
Pardon me? Yeah. English, French, those are the ones that we get presently.
Of course, yeah.
And some First Nations, we've had a couple, but not many.
Okay.
But it's really a fun project. It truly is.
For sure. And, hey, if it encourages kids, even adults, to read. If it encourages kids and even adults to read, there you go.
Oh, literacy is so important. And we have so many people in our community from, you know, other countries, immigrants that are just wonderful and really add to our community. And it's so nice for them to have books of different levels. And in fact, one person told me that he was just learning to read English. And this was really helpful for him. So